The Puritans got it right. So they spent at least a period of time every day in what they called deliberate meditation, where they would deliberately get alone with God. They go through like an 8-step process where they would first read scripture, they'd memorize something, they'd then meditate on everything they knew about it, they'd go to prayer, they'd then make holy resolutions, how to change in their life, they'd record things in their diary, and then they'd sing a psalm before they finish their meditation and pray and give thanks. That type of thing is very foreign to us. In a way, it's like a prolonged but more focused personal devotion period. But they also practice what they called occasional meditation. And what that was during the day. I mean, if I'm sitting here and I might look over there at a door and I might start thinking about Christ as the door and everything I know about doorways and entrances into heaven and to hell. And I just might, in the 2 minutes I have, I just might meditate on how a door is symbolic of a lot of spiritual truths, a gateway into heaven, a gateway into regeneration, and just feed my soul with good thoughts. And that's very foreign to us as well. But the Puritans said when you're close to God, these spontaneous, occasional meditations will naturally spring up in you. And you should feed your mind with them through your deliberate meditation. So you just kind of meditate your way through the day at appropriate times. So they train their people to meditate. And today, we've got such a deluge of the digital era that we live in that I scarcely think most people can meditate 3 minutes. When's the last time that you sat down in a chair and meditated for 5 minutes on heaven, your future home? You probably meditated more on where you're going to go on your next vacation than you did where you're going to go for all eternity. It's crazy. And so what I did was I went through all 21 of those books and I recorded each author, all the subjects they said we should meditate about, and I made a chart of them. And I discovered that the four most common subjects that the Puritans said we should meditate on are really all in the area of eschatology. Heaven, hell, death, and the judgment day. Those are the four most common subjects. So they were really eternity-oriented. They were thinking this life is a preparation for the life to come, and we need to meditate on our eternal destiny, its joys and its potential sorrows if we don't live a life of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.